Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from The Business Professional. We'll start off with our legal disclaimer. All this material is copyright and all rights are reserved by Bridgeport Communications and TheBusinessProfessional.com. All material is for informational purposes only, and we do not guarantee results. Any of the results that you achieve are achieved on your own individual basis. Today I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Ken McCarthy, who is the owner of Affiliate Showcase and JV Alert. I won't get into a whole lot of background. We'll just kind of jump right in. I'd like to first of all say thanks very much for being with us here today, Ken.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always enjoy doing these kinds of things.
Oh, us and we enjoy listening to all your experience and sucking out as much information as we can.
I'll try to give you something to suck on.
Maybe we should edit that out of here. Let's start off with your background. Before you got online, what were you doing?
Well, let's see. I guess I've been in computers since the dark ages. So that's all the way back to punch cards. I'm sure you don't remember what those things were like, but maybe there's some really old people listening on your broadcast here, and they'll remember things like that. And I kind of came up through a wide range of careers. I actually have a poster up on my wall that shows some of the things that I did over the years. Everything from being a policeman to a pet store owner to a teacher to a choir director, and the list goes on forever and ever. So you don't have to wake up one day and say, I'm going to be an internet marketing expert and plan this as my career, because when I was born, there wasn't such a thing. So if you asked me what I was going to do when I grew up, then I'd probably have had no idea.
You probably wanted to be a policeman, a chef, a pet store owner, choir master.
Something like that. So I had been involved with computers, and I helped to develop a lot of the forecasting and logistical software for Pepsi and Coke. And so I'd been kind of working in that big corporate market, and wanted to get out on my own. I really, really enjoyed the aspect of being set up in my own business and having the freedom and the short commute that I have right now, which is basically to walk down three flights of stairs till I get to my basement. And I was really cut out to do that, I think. So when the internet started to develop, I was there. And I watched all of the dot-com boom and bust, and managed to stay a profitable dot-com company through all of that.
Which is a huge achievement.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting to see what things did survive. So.
Yeah. It's actually the real companies, I think, are the ones that survived.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So it was pretty much a real natural transition for you. Since you're already working really very much with computers, it's just kind of integrate the internet into your business life.
Sure. And I always enjoyed working with people, building relationships with people, and I think that's what the internet marketing business is all about. You build people with friendships with people online, and luckily because of the internet we can do that from many, many miles away. I mean, I can't even remember the first time that you and I touched base, and, you know, it was a long ways across the ocean. I'd hate to think of what we'd have gone through had it been, you know, 100 years earlier or something like that.
Yeah, that's a long boat ride.
Yeah.
And a really long walk.
Right.
I can actually, I remember our first conversation. It was back, you and I were sitting, I think, both in our home offices, and we were discussing the paint on the walls, because at that time I had paint on my walls, but you hadn't painted your office yet.
Hey, I'm moving up in the world, because we actually have paint on the walls. We have a finished ceiling here now.
Oh, well. You're living in luxury.
Yes,
I still don't have trim.
That's exactly right. I do remember that.
So going through setting up your business and getting things online, you must have been kind of hit some walls or, you know, come into some sort of difficulties. What kind of things have been difficult for you?
Well, I think that, you know, the first thing that we tried to do was to do some software, which was community-based software, a big platform that we were working with, and we were trying to sell $20,000 systems over the Internet, and, you know, that's a fairly difficult kind of a sale to make over the Internet.
Yeah.
And I had gone, we were making sales and having fun, but I was really finding that I was doing this mostly offline, and the online stuff I was providing for my clients, and I really wanted to do it myself. In other words, I'd watch these people, and they wouldn't put into effect the recommendations, you know, that that we made for them. They just didn't seem to get it. So,
yeah.
So I said, I wonder what it would happen if instead of just talking about internet business and building tools for other people, what if I actually went out there and tried to do it myself? And interestingly enough, we were lucky in that we were fairly successful right off. So the biggest problems I had were growth problems at the beginning. You know, we don't plan for success, really. We go out there and we say, oh, I'm going to be a big success on the Internet, and then all of a sudden stuff starts happening, and you say, oh, what do I do now?
Yeah.
How do I support this? I now have 20,000 customers all at once.
Yeah.
Do I do?
Now, how are we? Are we talking about affiliate showcase or JV?
Well, affiliate showcase was our first big, huge splash, and that actually took off. I was working with a guy by the name of Jim Daniels, who's also been around since the Dark Ages.
Not younger than
I am. But Jim Daniels was a very well-known and trusted person on the Internet. And I think that's really vital because you need to find people that you can work with and trust. And I knew that I was not a salesman type, you know, go out there, knock on the doors, make the phone calls to build a business one person at a time. And I wanted to reach a large number of people at the same time. So how do you do that? And my idea was that you went to people who already had a relationship with lots of people online, and you got those people to recommend what you were doing or to work with you on projects. So I went to Jim Daniels, and I knocked on his door via email. I've actually never talked to Jim Daniels to this date. And we put together a project that, in the first 6 months, you know, did $250,000 in revenues online, and yet had never even talked on the phone. So. You're ahead of the game, Terry.
I'll call Jim and tell him I'm making inroads.
So,
I think that's one of the absolutely amazing things of the Internet, where we can actually go out and do business without physically being in any type of contact except, you know, sitting here with our keyboard and then typing out letters to each other.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We still haven't actually spoken on the phone yet. And we have lots of new projects coming up, but and now it's kind of a point of honor. I don't want to call him because then I won't be able to say that.
Kind of a mysterious, kind of a mystique to it.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's take a look then at you. I know you're both an affiliate and an affiliate manager, but since we're talking about Affiliate Showcase and JV Alert, let's take a look at you as an affiliate manager. Maybe before we get to there, why don't we explain, or you explain, first of all, what is Affiliate Showcase and what is JV Alert?
Okay. Affiliate Showcase is a, at its core, it's a search engine and directory for affiliate programs. So let's say that you would like to build up an income stream, and you have a site that's related to, say, pets. You could go to Affiliate Showcase and you could search for pets or for dogs or for cats and find affiliate programs on Affiliate Showcase that would allow you to earn money from affiliate programs at your site. So an easy way to find programs that pay you to basically advertise their services. And then, but we took it one step further, I think, at Affiliate Showcase, which is basically we allowed people to sign up as members of Affiliate Showcase and then to create a customized version of the search engine for themselves. And what that means is that now you can join affiliate programs, you can enter your own links for those programs, and you have a custom site that's available to you to publicize and to promote, and you can promote a bunch of different affiliate programs that you've joined at the same location. And you can get second-tier types of income because people are looking for affiliate programs to join. So when they sign up, they're signing up under you. And then we have a bunch of features, way too many to go into in a short period of time, that allow you to do things like advertise programs that you're involved with on the site, to rotate through a bunch of those programs, and to have the search results ranked according to what you think is best and which programs you belong to, and lots of great features that just build affiliate income for people who would ordinarily not be able to promote this many affiliate programs. You know, when you think about promoting an affiliate program, usually you're thinking about targeting. I have a pet site, therefore I'm going to look for pet affiliate programs. But the advantage of an affiliate showcase site is that you can earn income from programs that you never would have earned income from before, because people are going there to look at all kinds of categories for affiliate programs. So
it's really something that I, as an affiliate showcase owner, I customize my own search engine, almost a search engine portal, really.
That's exactly right.
And then whenever I send people to my affiliate showcase site, they're going to search on basically my affiliate programs, and I get benefit for all their all their activity.
You're earning cash directly from all of the affiliate programs that they join, or products they purchase. A lot of people purchase those products directly. And then you also earn recurring income for selling memberships to Affiliate Showcase, too. So there are several ways to benefit from it. And then you asked about JV Alert. JV Alert's kind of a natural extension of that. A lot of people get started online with affiliate programs and start earning money and seeing the potential of building a real business out of the Internet. And they want to move up to the next level. And JV Alert is that next level. And basically what we've done is we've partnered with some of the top Internet marketing experts in the world, literally. our subscribers have over a million, I mean, our members have over a million subscribers on their various lists. So there's a lot of potential there to promote a product or service, or to work with the, quote, big guys when you're just starting up your own project. And just to give you a for instance, when JV Alert started out, we promoted through our own members, and instantly on the first day of pre-launch went to number 352 in the Alexa rankings.
Wow.
So that's out of how many million on the Internet.
Yeah.
we bounced up there. And so you can see that the members from a group like that can do a lot to promote your program. And so what we have is we have a system that actually matches joint ventures with people who have resources to participate in those. So if you have a mailing list of, say, 5,000 people, you can put that mailing list in. Or if you have a website that gets so many visitors every month, you can put that information in. And then people can look for resources to partner with. So you could go in and say, I have a new product. I'd like people to promote it. I only want people who have lists of over $10,000, and I'll make them a special offer to promote my services, or to promote my new product. So working together, then people can build alliances. We've had members that have put together brand new products together by working together. We've had members that put together lists of over a million subscribers themselves just from doing ventures where they could combine lists and do things like that. So there are lots and lots of possibilities.
So it's a perfect place to go to partner with somebody who has the experience or the services that you need.
Exactly,
and exchange,
right.
Really exchange it and make it a worthwhile effort for both of us.
And then we also have the education arm of JV Alert is what I would call that, I guess, which is the perpetual learning series. It comes with your JV Alert membership, but it's also available as a separate item. And the perpetual learning series is a series of teleseminars and webcasts that come out. Usually we have at least one or two a week. And you have some really, really top people that are making presentations to teach you how to move up to the next level. So you're getting how to best do it and on a regular basis so that you can just keep learning all the time.
So it's the real secrets of the Internet.
Yeah.
So if we
there's any of them out there.
Yeah. If we just cover the URLs then, or the website addresses, if we go Affiliate Showcase, then is affiliateshowcase.com?
Yeah, affiliateshowcase.com. We'll get you the Affiliate Showcase. You actually have to be invited by a member to get in at JV Alert.
Okay.
So we ought to give out Terry's invitation. We talk him into inviting all the people that listen to this broadcast because Terry's certainly a member. A proud member,
I can say.
I don't remember right off the top of my head what your number is. But
what I'll do is we'll do a transcription of our conversation so we have it in print for everybody as well, and I can put it in there.
That would be great.
So people can refer to that as well. And then the Perpetual Learning Series, do we have to be invited to that, or is that something we can
do? No, you can go straight to jvalert.com, learningseries.aspx, and that'll get you to that.
And then people can sign up there.
Sure.
Okay, super.
Yeah.
Now we'll get back to you. That was our little commercial break.
Right.
Now we'll get back to you as the affiliate manager. As an affiliate manager, was it Affiliate Showcase that you started off with, or have you been an affiliate manager before that?
That was the first product that I was actually running an affiliate. Well, that's not true either. We did the MBS Internet Research Center, I guess, was the first project that we did that way. But then Affiliate Showcase was a lot bigger than that.
So when did it? What are we looking at? Did you start then about 98, 99 then?
We probably started 98 with the Research Center. It was 2002 when we launched Affiliate Showcase. So.
And then JV Alert, was that?
That was
2003?
Last year, yeah.
So you have quite an extensive experience as an affiliate manager, actually.
Yep, we keep building.
So how many affiliates are you up to now, if you look at the total of all your products?
Well, we have in excess of probably 35,000 affiliates, in that range there, and that doesn't count the Research Center. But just say at the Affiliate Showcase, we probably have about 35,000 affiliates.
Wow. So what is it that you do? I would consider being from firsthand experience and being involved in your programs. What makes you a good affiliate manager? Because you are one of the good affiliate managers out there.
Well, I think you have to train and work with your affiliates. You have to give them tools that will help them to be successful. As I'm sure you're aware, Terry, the percentage of successful affiliates is pretty low, and it's kind of ironic because it's not that hard to do. It's not really hard to be successful. I know on Affiliate Showcase we set up a program called the Melissa Project, which was actually a couple years ago when I took my daughter, who had no internet experience at the time, And I just said, go through these steps. And we kind of outlined them on the Affiliate Showcase site and said, all right, here's some things that you can do as an affiliate. And now it's 2 years later. She stopped doing this entirely because she's going to university full-time studying to be an architect. So,
oh, yeah.
So she doesn't have a lot of time anymore,
sure,
but
yeah.
But it makes my wife mad because we still write her a check every single month because she followed these few steps, you know, a couple years ago.
And so
now
she's still
isn't doing anything.
Wow.
And we still have to write her a check because, you know, that's the deal we made.
Yeah.
So it's not difficult. It's not rocket science. We went through some of those steps, but the real problem is that 90% of the people just don't do anything. They just sit there and they expect that big bucks are going to roll in because they have a site.
Right.
You have to get traffic to it. You have to build a relationship with the people that you have, and you have to actually, you know, develop some sales skills, develop some copywriting skills, use the tools that we give you.
So how, just to give people an example then, how is your daughter kind of 18, 20?
Well, she's getting up there now. She's probably 22 now.
Getting up there. Oh, my.
Yeah,
she's mature.
Time has gone by. Yeah.
So just kind of to kind of put a real perspective to it, you know, your daughter a couple years ago when she was 20 followed some steps that you outline on the site that anybody can go in and take a look at right now and follow the same steps?
Yeah, actually, the report is still up there. It hasn't been updated in a while as far as exactly what her results are. But we document it on the site. So if you go to affiliateshowcase.com and look for the Melissa report, then it's actually a case study of how you can build affiliate income.
So that's really, it's going to be a step-by-step, here's what you have to do. You know,
well, it's actually a step-by-step, here's what she did. Okay?
Right, yeah.
So I said, okay, do this.
Yeah.
She did that, and then she reported back and said, these are the results. So I got so much from this affiliate program, I got so much from this affiliate program. You know, this is what I did.
So now people don't have an excuse of saying they don't know what to do. They just basically go in, look at what Melissa did, and follow what Melissa did.
Yeah.
Because she had a good mentor.
Well, she was successful at it at any rate.
Oh, that's super. Well, as far as then being an affiliate,
mm-hmm.
We've kind of crossed from being affiliate manager then into being an affiliate.
Yeah.
And now we know really how to, you know, how to get started. If somebody isn't going to go into the site, into Affiliate Showcase right at this second, can you just outline in general terms kind of what would the steps be? You know, I come on to the, let's pretend I come on to the internet I've never been on before. What kind of steps would I go through to start making an income with an affiliate program?
Well, it depends exactly where you're at. If you're coming on and you don't know anything about affiliate programs at all, you've got to find affiliate programs to start out with. So you need to look for quality products. And that's why Affiliate Showcase is so useful, you know, for not even necessarily for the members, but for just people in general. They can go there for free. They can put in a search term. They can look through all the listings. We have, you know, over 3,000 programs that are in Affiliate Showcase that you can learn about. And you can look and you can see which ones have the highest returns, which ones you think you would buy, you know. And I advise people, if you're, number one, don't go out there and buy every product on the internet. That's that's
expensive.
Yes, that's expensive and probably not a good use of your money. But if you see products that you think that would be really good for you, you know, it's a good idea to invest in those products to really learn them, because if you don't make that investment, if you don't have that inside knowledge of exactly what's working and what's not working, then it's hard for you to recommend this product. And the number one way to generate affiliate income is through personal endorsements of the product. So that means that you need to have used it, you need to know that it's good, and you need to know why it's good. and then you recommend that to other people, and that that is a much more powerful medium than any advertisement that you could possibly do. Now, that's not to say that advertising isn't good. Another approach is to go and find a niche market or a niche market, depending on where you live. And then to find something that is really in demand. You know, there are seasonal products. There are areas that go in and out of favor, you know. There are everything from selling T-shirts on a particular political subject, or you know, there are all kinds of areas that come and go in terms of the intensity. And of course, there are tools out there to search and see what's being searched on, to find out what those particular key areas are. But you can target those areas, and you can look for products that are being searched for a lot, and then you can heavily promote those. Build your own website around a topic like that, and then push affiliate programs that are related to that topic.